there is nothing that everyone has to have anymore. It's, and it makes it so fun because there's nothing that's, should I say, normal anymore. Everyone has their own ideas and their own wants and needs.
From the blog Random Sweets, I'm Stacy Mergenthal, and this is Funeral Potatoes and Wool Mittens, a show for people who embrace the warm and cozy spirit of everyday living in the Midwest. On today's show, we're expanding on last week's theme of incorporating personality into your kitchen as we sit down with expert designer Carissa Trigstead about what she's seeing in kitchen trends and the classics, plus the revival of the scullery, which I think we both agree that we will incorporate into our dream kitchens, and how it differs from a butler's pantry. From cabinets to heated countertops, Carissa covers kitchen work zones, function and organization, which I could use a lot of, floating shelves, appliances, we talk about cabinet hardware, everything including the kitchen sink, even a few tips for giving your kitchen a refresh without a remodel. While you listen to this episode, unless you're driving or on the treadmill, I recommend that you visit showplacedesigncenter.com and showplacecabinetry.com for all sorts of ideas for your dream kitchen. Showplace Cabinetry Design Center is where you'll find Carissa working with clients and incorporating brands that you love, plus the company's own South Dakota-made cabinets. One thing I know for sure, no matter the style or age of our kitchen, the food is just as delicious, and family and friends are what make it the heart of our home. Thank you for pressing play today. If you're new here, remember to subscribe and set notifications so you don't miss a thing. Carissa, welcome to another episode of Funeral Potatoes and Wool Mittens.
Thank you.
You and your friend Val Ellens were on an episode in December because we talked about your epic ranch cracker snack mix and your cookie exchange that you host with your friends every year. And then I learned more about you and I asked you then if you would come back and talk all things kitchens because you're a designer at Showplace Kitchen Cabinetry Design Center there in Sioux Falls. And I also know I want you to come back again because you also are very passionate about making wonderful food and being in the kitchen, but your recipes and cooking, and I hope you'll come back yet again.
Yes, that sounds great. I would love to. No, thank you for having me back again. The cookie exchange went great. Mm-hmm. And I love all things kitchens, everything from organization to functionality to actually using it.
And that's what a lot I want to talk about today, too, is some things are for looks, but I love the functionality. And when you surprisingly pull out some corner cabinet and it's some funky drawer that actually serves a purpose, those are the things that really excite me. And when I learn, I've looked at like the Showplace cabinet website and all these things that are new.
Yes, there are so many options.
We love the kitchens. I love flipping through magazines. I have a Pinterest board that's just called Pieces of My Dream Kitchen. I'm sure you have a whole bunch of Pinterest boards probably, right?
Yes, I sure do. Yep. I get invited to many Pinterest boards. Yeah. And it's fun to see what everyone's wanting and for their individual kitchen. It's great to see little things that people are attracted to in each picture where it's important. Maybe when you save ideas like that to note what it is you exactly like about that photo too.
Sure. Yeah. Like, is it the color? Is it the vibe that you're getting? Is it a certain cabinet? Is it the countertop? Yeah. Well, for people who haven't listened to your first episode, just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do as a design expert and what you like to do for fun too.
Oh, sure. So I live in Sioux Falls. I've lived here for just over 15 years. I went to SDSU for interior design. And while there, I really fell in love with kitchen designing and residential design, all things kitchens. So I started designing in Watertown, actually, after college for a dealer of Showplace in Watertown. Okay. And then that brought me here to Sioux Falls to work direct with our showroom for Showplace. And all of our cabinetry is made in Harrisburg, South Dakota, and we actually ship cabinets nationwide. So to every single state in the country, So it's a great place to work and great quality cabinetry. And every single day I work with people who want to put cabinets in their home and work on everything from your kitchen to bathrooms, offices, all the things. As far as day to day, I besides working, I also just like to be in the kitchen and actually cook and bake and do all of those things in my free time between traveling and concerts and all the fun things, you know, that we all do. But one thing I truly do love to do is be in the kitchen. And I do also feel like that really helps the strength of my designs and helps me help customers because it's good to know what you're designing and good to know what functions for me and what doesn't function for me because I've also had many kitchens and have experienced what I've enjoyed and what I have disliked. Everything from countertops to distances between your island and your back wall of cabinets, all of those fun things, they play a huge part in the overall design of your kitchen and the functionality.
A lot of the little things that between you loving being in the kitchen and a user, heavy user of a kitchen, plus a designer, you're able to capture some of the things that the rest of us don't think about.
Yeah, it is
Like
true.
organization, where to put things, measuring distances, like that. Yeah, I'm like,
Well,
it just looks cool.
it's also something that not a lot of people want to worry about. And so I am also one person that if there is someone that I can go to for something in particular that I know they can just give me the best advice and I don't have to worry about making yet another decision in my life. I mean, there's something to be said about using a professional for in all aspects of your life, actually. I truly do believe in also an absolutely beautiful kitchen because some people don't even use the kitchen, but they need it to be gorgeous, which I completely understand. And we can do that also. So it really comes down to what's important to the end user.
So speaking of your kitchens, as a designer, what is your favorite like focal point of a kitchen? Do you have one?
My favorite focal point in a kitchen does change dependent on the layout, but I do really think some sort of decorative, beautiful hood is, it really makes a big difference in a kitchen, or even sight lines or lining up things or making the cabinetry symmetrical. I think that plays a huge part in being able to see a well-balanced design, a well-balanced kitchen where if everything is just kind of balanced around one focal point, it's a pleasant space.
And like you said, that changes, depends. So when you walk into our front door, you're in this tiny little entryway, but basically you're walking into our kitchen from our front door.
And that's
And
really
so
common.
what should that focal point be?
Like you say, when you walk in the front door, maybe the oven wall isn't what you first see. Well, then we're going to want to make the focal wall the beautiful wall. But who's not saying you can't have every wall beautiful?
Right. We want all the things. So
Yeah, want all the things.
if we were going to splurge, if we had unlimited budget, what should we blow the most cash on?
I don't sell appliances. But I am going to say amazing appliances will definitely make an impact on your day-to-day function as well as the design. So you can get really high-end appliances where your refrigerator is completely built in and looks like a cabinet. You can get a dishwasher that is prepped for a panel so that you can match it to your cabinetry and you don't even know it's a dishwasher. And some things like that aren't crazy expensive, others are. But a really beautiful range. That's when you know, wow, there was no budget.
I think my dream kitchen definitely, no matter what color or cabinets, it always has a beautiful gas, like six burner plus a griddle type of a
Oh, yeah.
range.
Oh, yes.
And those can easily be 15,000, 20,000, depending
Oh,
on where you're
absolutely.
going, 10 grand.
Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, big 48 inch professional range. Oh my goodness, wouldn't that just be amazing with a big, beautiful hood and built-in refrigerators? And one thing that a lot of people don't know is refrigerators. You have so many options for refrigerators. So, and they just keep getting larger. A standard refrigerator, for example, is almost 3 foot deep, and normal cabinets are 2 foot deep. And so if you're just doing a standard cabinet line where they don't actually build in your refrigerator, put panels on both sides and bring them out to the front of the ends, so it actually makes your refrigerator look more built in, you're going to have this huge refrigerator sticking a foot beyond your cabinets. But you're going to get a lot of great storage in that fridge. I mean,
Sure.
it'll be
It may
great
become the
for
focal point, whether you like it or not.
yeah, that's
Oops, I
right.
just ran into the fridge.
The big beast of a fridge will be your new focal point. But I will say it's going to be the least expensive and you're going to get the most storage. So just knowing ha or working with someone who knows to do certain things so it doesn't look so out of place, I think makes a big difference. They also have what are called counter depth refrigerators, so they don't stick out as much, but you still get a lot of storage, but you're not paying for a big built-in refrigerator. And then the most expensive would be the built-in, and they're actually less storage. So it's a fun little fact, but not so fun, but they look amazing kind of thing. And they
Sure.
function for years and years. It's just what's important to each person.
And we still all need our, if we're from the Midwest, we all have a refrigerator in our garage anyway.
Yes, the
We
backup
always
fridge,
need a
the
second
backup
one.
freezer, the
Right.
beverage fridge in the basement.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We actually have two full-size refrigerator freezer combo in our garage, plus a large, I mean, a massive 10 body size chest freezer in the garage. So
Yes, why would
we
you
are
not
set.
need that, Stacy? Welcome to the
Oh,
Midwest,
it
right?
makes the holidays much easier.
Yeah, exactly.
So my sister Heidi, they completely gutted and redid their entire kitchen and some other areas in their house. They have the showplace cabinets. They
Oh,
work
they
with from
do.
a design team out of Marshall, Minnesota.
Nice.
And she got a like a pantry, a walk-in pantry out of the deal and all these things without tearing any walls down. And it still transformed her kitchen. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
And in that, she has these like surprising things you pull out. You think it's a wasted space of a drawer in a corner or something, and it's angled. And she has one of those where you put your big stand mixer on the lift and then you push it down and close the door and it sticks it away. She loves that. So I've seen
Yep.
all these things, but I'm thinking about first, what are some of the sort of those timeless classics that are in a design, and are some of them still integrated, like the cutting boards that pull out or the Lazy Susan?
Yes. Poor Susan. What did she do
Oh,
to get that nickname? She
I
must not have
don't
done much,
know,
but we
but
do joke about the Lazy Susans. Lazy Susans have come a long way. We actually have options where you don't have that center rod anymore, and they're on individual shelves with ball bearing glides below, and they just work, and nothing falls off to the back Neverland corner. So Lazy Susans have progressed, I should say. But yes, corner drawers are amazing. Blind corners are way better than they used to be, meaning you can actually access that back storage if you want. And to be honest, I also do blank corners in a lot of kitchens just because then you can do huge drawers right up to the corner and just have functional drawer storage going right up to the corner. And then you don't need to worry about a lazy Susan. And there again is all based on what the homeowner wants.
Sure. And a lot of times the homeowner doesn't know what they want. So that's where you come into play.
It's really also helpful to have an amazing showroom. And our
Yeah.
showroom definitely helps a lot of clients. So we can walk through, okay, these are your options for your corner storage.
I think my husband's avoiding coming down there with me because I've been there 3 times now, right? And I snap pictures and I'm like, we have to go. You have to see this. It's so beautiful.
Most do avoid coming here, or they'll walk in. Our mailman, for example, he'll always say, "Never bring my wife here. She's gonna hate our house." Dangerous place.
It is, but it's great. It's great for ideas too, and it's a good place to dream. Do people still do islands in their kitchens, or are they coming back to kitchen tables.
You know, Stacy, I don't really feel like there's anything that everyone does anymore. The days of everyone having a golden oak kitchen are gone. Well, there's still a lot of golden oak kitchens out there. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying is, not everyone picks the same thing, and it makes it so much more fun because people have realized how many options they have. Where I have some clients, when you're mentioning the pullout cutting board, some clients have always had that. They still need to always have it. They can't imagine not having it. And others who grew up having it and gross, I never want that because someone cut something on it and then just shoved it back in the
Didn't
cabinet and
wash
it's
it.
disgusting. Yeah. And so there's nothing that everyone has to have anymore. And it makes it so fun because there's nothing that's, should I say, normal anymore. Everyone has their own ideas and their own wants and needs. Islands are still extremely popular. In European design, you're seeing a lot of tables taking the place of islands, kind of that more furniture look or a furniture looking island. But it really comes down to, okay, do you want that or do you want the function of cabinetry? But like I said, there's nothing that everyone has to have anymore.
Sure. They're just doing what their personality is, and
Yep.
they have a big family, they need to sit. So like Jason and I right now, it's just the two of us. And once in a while, if our kids come over for supper, we need to bring in a couple extra chairs, but we don't actually have an island in the kitchen right now, and we need to because we don't have the counter surface space without it. So we have a tall table that
Yep.
has the expansion of six, but we only have it closed with two chairs on the back side. And I use it as a workspace without chairs in my way. When the kids
Oh, yeah.
come, we add the chairs, but we have old barn wood from a barn on our property that came down a long time ago. And Jason's supposed to be building me an island. So, Jason, when you listen to this, don't
Hopefully.
forget that
Yay,
I want my kitchen
Jason.
island.
Yeah, you get to go work in the shop on a fun island, Jason. Go get
Yes. Then he
it.
reminds me he needs heat in the shop, and that's
Oh,
always
yeah.
something.
Yeah, that's right. Heat in the shop for an island in the kitchen. I think that's a good balance.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I don't,
Yeah.
So what about sculleries? So I know that you posted something on your Facebook page last week or something about sculleries, and I had never heard of them until a couple years ago. I did an article for a magazine up in the cities, and it was brought up sculleries. I actually had to look it up because I didn't even know what they were talking about.
Yep.
And
Yeah.
it's a beautiful thing from the past. And then today I see an article from Martha Stewart about sculleries making a comeback.
Oh,
So tell
I
people
love that.
what's,
I'll have to read that.
yeah, I was going to share it with you. And I'm like, oh, she's probably already seen it. She's the
No,
expert.
I do love a scullery kitchen. It's pretty much a back kitchen behind your kitchen. So, an extension of your kitchen where people can use it for the dirty work in your kitchen, and then your main kitchen just always looks clean. And it's also bonus storage. It's also another room for added appliances. Say you need another beverage refrigerator, or you need another set of ovens or another dishwasher and sink. It's kind of this second catch-all. Or when you're having company and everyone brings their dirty dishes to you and it's all just piling up in the island. Can you imagine having a scullery kitchen behind your kitchen that everyone just brings their dirty dishes to and they're
Right.
gone until you're ready to take care of them? So yeah, it's an amazing concept if you have the space. It's just a duh. Why wouldn't you want that?
Right. I've seen people ask, well, what's the difference between like having your pantry or a butler's pantry? And it was sort of explained how the pantry a lot is for storage, but the butler's pantry was more from your kitchen to your dining area. So they would prep the food as they're bringing it out to you. Whereas, like
Right.
exactly what you said, the scullery is more the back of the house. This is where you're going to wash the dishes and clean up and put the mess so that the people, if you're entertaining, they're not going to see all of that. But
Yep,
it was
exactly.
mostly the wealthy people that would have the sculleries and a butler's pantry. But they
Yep.
were making a comeback. So if you're building, add one.
They're totally making a comeback where, like you say, a butler's pantry is great for pre-party. So you have the serving area, the drinks, the When people bring a dish to pass, that's where they put it.
Oh, yeah.
And then when everything becomes dirty, you put it in the scullery. And then the kitchen is just a fun everyday use space.
Right. So tell me one thing that in your kitchen that you have now that you don't currently have in your kitchen, but would be definitely in your dream kitchen.
Well, I will tell you, I do love my current kitchen, but I probably would go for a much larger range next time. A big 48-inch range that has a little bit of brass, a
Oh.
little bit of stainless, all the fun details, something European, that'd be beautiful. That would be my dream. One thing I do love in my current kitchen is drawers with organizational storage. And I always try to encourage my clients also to think of when you're walking through your kitchen, what do you need for storage? Where you have drawers within drawers. So, say you have your Tupperware drawer, for example, you open this big Tupperware drawer, and the top section of the drawer is for the lids, and then you push that back, and the bottom section is for the containers, and that's all in one drawer. Where everything is just all organized and you know where it goes, and then you shut the drawer and it's put away, and knowing that it's organized is just great. So storage that's organizational, that pretty much, cleans up your kitchen for you.
Well, I know from personal experience, the cupboard that's right next to our dishwasher is where we have our containers. And it's just two slide out drawers. It always used to be a mess. And I would dread emptying the dishwasher because I would hate having to deal with opening those. So once I organized them, it makes it a lot easier for me. But not only that, it makes it easy for my husband to empty the dishwasher and know where to put those things.
Which
And it's
isn't
not a
that
hassle.
brilliant? Yes, there's something to be said about organizing the interiors of your cabinets. I mean, it will literally affect your day-to-day life.
So I see all these different things and I just, go down a rabbit hole when I'm on Pinterest or design sites and stuff. But share your thoughts on other, what am I thinking? So I've seen drawers that pull out and they have all the, say like the stacked cutting boards or sheet pans are laying, pots and pans,
Yeah,
that
I
kind of
think.
thing. Do those tend to be worth the money to, I mean, not worth the money, but you know what I mean? Like the choice to put those in.
I think making smart choices makes a huge difference overall in the way you use your kitchen. For example, having tray dividers maybe placed above your double wall ovens for all of your cookie sheets. So the space where you almost think of your kitchen in different work zones, you have each of those work zones just makes sense. So your pantry cabinet, for example, put pantry storage next to the refrigerator. So when you're unloading your groceries, you literally have your pantry open and your fridge open, and you just walk over there and empty everything out into those two spaces. And it just makes sense. Or you have the space, like I say, for baking, or where you have maybe all of your cookie sheets next to all of your baking supplies, and then you have your pots and pans next to your cooktop, or below your cooktop. So it all just, the adjacencies all make sense for your work zones in your kitchen. So it's more of a one-step movement instead of you walking across your kitchen for the flour when you're doing all of your work in this one area. You have your cutting boards next to your knife, your drawer that has your knife block inside. So it's getting your knife block off the counter, so your countertops are cleaned off. You put the knives in this one section of the drawer and your cutting boards right next to it. It's just these little small choices or decisions that just make sense.
And when you move into a house, sometimes you don't really know.
Yeah, if you're moving into a home that has the kitchen already, it's going to be your kitchen. Definitely play around with it and move things and change things so that it's more functional for you. Because, yeah, when you're first unloading your boxes into your cabinets, you're also unloading your bedding, your towels, I mean, everything for your whole house. So at that stage, you don't really care where your mixer's at. As long as it fits in a cabinet, like, who cares? But as you're using your space, just think through, okay, this would make way more sense if this is where all of my dry goods were stored and this is where my pans were stored, or anything like that. It's just little changes, even little changes like that, that don't even include having to get all new cabinets. It can totally affect your everyday life.
I like what you're saying about having zones and then the landing space that's around it so that you have room for what you're doing there when you're taking things out of like your fridge or your pantry and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about cabinets? So you live cabinets and they're
Yes.
so beautiful. And again, I was looking at Showplace website the other day and the different styles of doors. I mean, there's some that have little insets that kind of look like shutters and they're just beautiful. But I'm guessing, like what you said earlier, there's really not one right thing. There's all styles and colors and what people are liking and what their personality is or what they want their vibe to kind of feel like, their
Yep.
character in their kitchen. But what are some of kind of the colors and materials, the finishes, all that kind of stuff that's sort of popular right now?
So lighter wood is very popular right now, a light stain or even natural wood. Natural walnut is really popular, and that's actually not light. So it's this naturally dark walnut wood, and it looks stained. It looks so warm and beautiful brown, but it's actually just the natural color of the wood. Or natural white oak is going to be a really light oak color that's just naturally that color. So people are really going with natural or no stains. And then what you apply is just a really durable top coat over that natural wood. So it performs really well, but is just this natural living finish. Paint is very timeless. Paint is always timeless. You're always going to have people who love that timeless white kitchen. There's moments in time where white kitchens are very popular, but a classic white kitchen will always be timeless if it's done correctly. So will a stained kitchen that is selected with the right finishes so that it also looks timeless. You can kind of see over the decades what has been popular as far as stains, but when it comes to paints,
Oh, yeah.
that is maybe a little more timeless dependent on what the paint is. As far as cabinet styles, there are cabinet styles that people have no idea even exist. Like the way the door overlays the cabinet. So there's something we call traditional overlay where you see the face frame of the cabinet. Or a full overlay where the doors and drawer fronts fully overlap the cabinet. So you don't see that frame. And these are things that people don't even really notice until you point them out. Or an inset cabinet where the doors and drawer fronts actually recess into the front face frame of the cabinet, where that's going to be an extremely classic style of cabinet construction. Very precise style of cabinet construction. But people don't even really realize it's even an option until they see it. But all of those things can be extremely timeless and classic and appropriate for the architecture of the home, dependent on what you pick.
And I suppose in those white kitchens and things, we can always add the colors with our decor or a colored stand mixer and get those pops of colors with what you're adding in it, which is easier to change out.
A run around the floor. And your hand towels. I mean, even if you want dishes with a pop of color, I mean, if that's something that will make you happy, do it.
What about, or the island can be a big bold piece of color and the rest. What about I like the look of having one color on the bottom and a different on the top. Do you usually do darker on the bottom, lighter on the top?
Yeah, naturally, your eye just wants to gravitate to something darker. Four bases, just because otherwise it's going to look top heavy. So yeah, if you do
Oh,
a
sure.
two-tone kitchen, you definitely want the deeper tones to be along the floor, just because that's how our eyes are adjusted. I mean, that's just what looks natural. But that is also really popular. Yeah, or even so. For example, say you have a family with six kids running around, an all-white kitchen with them just running crazy through the home, that's maybe not an ideal scenario for the parents. where maybe we do all the bases in a natural wood tone so that if a ding happens from a Hot Wheels car being flung across the room, it's
Hockey
not
puck.
something that's going to make the parents cry, you know? So a ding in a natural wood tone cabinet is not something you're going to notice as much as you're going to notice a ding in a black painted cabinet
Oh, sure.
or a high gloss white cabinet. Something that's really na so that would be a natural option for something like that, where let's go with a natural wood on the bases, pretty white cabinets on the uppers. It's going to feel really big and bright, but it's going to be durable for the kids.
What about the materials like faucets and things like that? I see at one point, maybe it's not, but kind of that vintage looking brass had come back.
Yes, metals, any metals. Now, it used to be the thing where every metal finish in the entire house matched. So, say the hinges on your doors, the door handles all had to be satin nickel. So then your faucets just naturally were satin nickel, and so was your hardware, and so was this, and so was that. It's all just satin nickel. And I mean, I tell you what an easy selection to make. Because now, as crazy as it sounds, mixing metals is totally popular. It has been for quite a few years, and I don't see it going out anytime soon, but mixing of metals is totally popular. You can have your stainless steel sink with a black faucet. You can have a polished nickel, beautiful classic faucet, but brass hardware. You can have black light fixtures mixed in with brass hardware. You can have stainless steel appliances. It's really anything goes, but also like, oh, don't do that. So, I mean, I shouldn't probably say
Sure.
that,
Well,
but.
there's so many things to think about that you, for what you do, you think about that for the homeowners. And I mean, you're talking light fixtures and just all the things that you, like you said, you can pick some different ones, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's all going to go together. There are some things that probably wouldn't. So there's so many door pulls, like the handles and the pulls on things that are so neat right now. I'd get stuck just on making that decision.
Oh, cabinet hardware is just so fun. It's so fun. It's like the jewelry on your cabinets, but it also affects, the comfort of using your cabinets and whether or not you're going to walk by and catch your sweater. Or when you're in your bathroom thinking through, oh, your cord catches on that knob every single day and it drives me crazy. Well, don't do knobs there. It's these little decisions that, yeah, there's a ton of options, but when you talk through it all or think through it all, it narrows down pretty quickly.
You're exactly right. In our main bath, or not in the main, but in our master bedroom, our cabinet in there, I have to, when I'm curling my hair in the morning, I have to open that cabinet door against the wall because my cord comes down and it gets caught in the door every time. So I have to curl my hair with my cupboard doors open.
Yes.
But we did not think through that one.
Yes, it's these little choices that are made that can literally, like you say, affect your life every day.
What about countertops? Oh, I know. I have to bring this up because when I came to your design center, to your show place, Val and I, we were sitting there talking and waiting for you to come out that evening, and we're both like, this countertop is warm. Did they just have something sitting here that they had on the counter that was hot? Or they were looking up at the ceiling going, oh, maybe it's the heat that's blowing down on the countertop. Okay, you have heated countertops now?
Yes. So these poor people that complain about how cold quartz and stone, natural stone is, which it is, it's cold, especially in the winter. You sit at your island to have breakfast in the morning and your stone countertops are cold. So you can now just heat the simply just heat the overhang where you sit. So it's not common to do it on all of your countertops, but we very often will add a heat pad underneath the overhang of where you sit at your island so that you're not sitting having your coffee in the morning at this freezing cold stone island. I will tell you, Stacy, no one really asks about heated countertops in the summer, but in the winter, everyone loves them. Countertops, there are so many options, and it really comes down to the look you're wanting and what function you need it to be. There's everything from quartz, which is a natural man-made product. You literally pick the color in the showroom. We select it all at the showroom. You don't have to reserve a slab. So that's a man-made product. You know what you're going to get versus a quartzite, which is a natural rock, like just like granite or marble. Those are stones you're going to want to pick slabs. So you're going to want to literally go to the fabricator or the slab shop and select your exact slabs for your project, your exact piece of stone, piece of rock that's going to be your countertop, and then pick everything around that.
Are there surfaces that are a little more high maintenance than others that you
Yeah,
can't?
there are. So even laminate is something we can pick here at the showroom. And if that's something, a route that customers want to go, that would be another option. But that's not going to have the great durability that a stone has. It's going to scratch, scald. Typically, to be honest with you, Stacy, I do find that the most negative things you hear about natural stone. So there's a thing for quite a while where, oh, granite harbors bacteria. Granite is going to make you sick because it's a natural stone, so it has these pits and these fissures in it, and it's just going to hold all this bacteria and poison your whole family. But literally, you hear these really negative things from people who only sell something else,
Oh, sure.
or natural stone people are going to say, oh, a quartz is it's you just it's going to scald with really hot temperatures. So you don't want that. You want a natural stone because it's a much more durable product. Well, to be honest, it's all rock. I mean, it's all going to be quartz is a man-made product made of 93% crushed quartz rock. So very durable product, amazing product. You will not have any pits. You will not have any fissures. You know what you're going to get. But on the other hand, a quartz or a quartz or sorry, a quartzite or a granite, it's literally cut from a mountain. It's part of the earth and it's a giant rock that's going to be your countertop. So it's also going to be extremely durable. And if you're fine with these natural pits and these natural fissures in your stone product, it's not going to make your family sick as long as you wipe off your countertops.
Well, I was
Just
just going to say, doesn't it all come down to cleaning?
your family will be just fine. But the most thing as a designer is I think both products have very different looks and they have very different functions. And so that's my job is to talk to the client and see how they live and see how they use their kitchen and talk to them about, okay, what would be the best option for you? Because in the end, it's a stone and you're going to be paying for it. So you're going to want to treat it well and clean it, and it's going to perform great.
I liked in that same countertop that was heated that you had the pop-up outlets and USB because I remember I plugged in my I plugged in my laptop, remember, and I'm like, it won't stay in there. It's just kind of wobbling in there. And you're like, well, that's because you haven't I think I put it in the
Plugged
USB
it,
adder or
plugged into the
something.
USB. Yep.
I plugged it into the wrong
Yeah.
thing, but I really liked that. Everywhere we go, they have the little pop out where you can charge your phone or whatever. And to have it in your own kitchen island, I thought that was a pretty great feature.
Islands are getting bigger and bigger all the time. And then people with electronic devices, things that they need to charge, it's just everyone has them and many of them. And so having outlets and electricity at your free disposal just makes sense.
When I look at some of the cabinets and the designs, I'm like, oh, look, they actually. So sometimes we'll say, oh, we should get some cabinets with the glass doors. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want that because some of the cupboards aren't, I don't know. It's a lot of just spices shoved in there or something. But
Yeah, you don't need your baking soda on display.
I know, right, exactly. But then I noticed, hey, look, they have kitchens that there's only a few doors that have glass, and they're the ones that have the pretty dishes behind them. You don't have to do all glass.
Yeah, you definitely don't. Having maybe one accent cabinet of glass, if that's all you want, that's totally doable. Maybe you want zero glass door cabinets and other people want eight glass door cabinets. There's everyone there again, it's just all dependent on what you want. And you know what? It's all fine. You can do
Yeah.
whatever you want. Because, yeah, you can have a couple glass doors where you have your pretty dishes, and then the rest can all just be really functional. And that's where you put your plastic glassware that's colorful and ugly.
Yep. You guys are cabinet experts. You build it. Now I'm going to ask you about not having cabinets. On the
Okay.
top parts, the fad or the trend of doing shelving, and you do have one spot in your showcase, in your show place, where it is so beautiful. It's the one where you guys lined up your the cracker snack mix that night, and there's the shelves and the lighting that comes down, and it is such a beautiful space. I took a picture of that and sent it to Jason, and I'm like, this is what I'm talking about, where there's some shelves instead of the cabinets. Some people would say, oh, everything, if you put your dishes there, they get dusty and you're going to eat off of them. And
I mean, I'll be honest, those shelves are for looks. They're not
okay.
everyday functional shelves. I mean, floating shelves look beautiful. They really do. They're also something you need to decorate, and they do need to look pretty because you don't want your baking soda sitting on a floating shelf, unless it's in a pretty container. I guess I'd be a fan of that, but
Sure, like a vintage mason jar.
yes, exactly. So, I mean, pick your battles, right?
Yeah.
But the big design element with floating shelves is to be sure that you have really functional base cabinets. So the bulk of your storage is all under your countertops. You have really functional drawers. Maybe all of the bulk of your dishes are in a drawer. And then you have your everyday couple, maybe five dishes that you're using every day. Keep those on the shelf.
Yep. I can see getting rid of one whole section that I could make work when I really walk through. If they weren't there and I had to sit there and put things out on those shelves, what would that look like? And because when you walk into our front door, and that is exactly what you see is what's in front of you, which is partially why I have the desire to have something more pretty, like some floating shelves. But I just feel like, man, I bet that's something that in 10 years probably won't be a thing anymore, because people will be like, I did that, didn't work so well.
But you have to do what's right for you. Maybe floating shelves are right for that space, Stacy, and it'll be amazing. And I think depending on how you decorate, one nice thing about it is, I mean, when you have people over, they know where your plates are. So they can just go grab a plate, make
Sure.
themselves at home. And I don't think there's any right or wrong answer to that question. It's just making it right for yourself.
We'll see how daring I am. So, one thing that we have that I do love, and when our, what do we have, some pipes break and the floor flooded, we had to get new flooring. And so then we ended up taking out some cupboards. Well, then they had to take out the
Oh, gosh.
sink. And we had one of the old farmhouse sink. It's a double. Is it cast iron?
Oh,
The really
yep,
heavy ones, right?
the apron front cast iron
It's
sink.
not apron front though.
Oh,
But
perfect.
anyway, they cracked it when they took it out. And so we found another one exactly the same. But there's so many kinds of sinks. I mean, is there anything new that we don't really know about? Is the farmhouse sink with the apron fronts, are those still a thing?
They totally are. Yep. They're just as popular as anything else, where everyone has their own opinion of sinks. I have found that people have very strong opinions on sinks.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it is a huge integral part of your kitchen. And it's helpful to know what you dislike as much as you know what you do like, because that will help figure out what you need, help us figure out what you need for a sink. But yes, apron front sinks are popular, and enameled cast iron sinks are totally popular, Stacy.
I love
So,
it. I love
yeah,
them.
they're amazing and extremely durable. And I mean, they're everlasting. Same as stainless steel. If you use the
Sure.
right products on your sink, they can just be amazing sinks. The quartz, I don't know if you're familiar with quartz sinks. That's more of a composite style sink. Those are common. They used to be extremely popular. I don't have as many customers go with them anymore, but they're still very popular, where they're more of a quartz composite. So they're extremely durable, but some people don't like how stainless steel scratches and how you have
Oh,
to,
yeah.
shine it up with barkeeper's friend. Some people just
Yeah.
don't like that. Or the enameled cast iron isn't at a price point for every customer either, where you can do a quartz sink for a lot less, and they have a lot of colors to choose from. So that's another option.
And our enamel one is white, and so yes, every couple weeks I have to, put Comet in it, scrub it to bring it back to the bright white because it won't stay that way. If you're some people in my house will kind of dump their coffee in there and won't rinse it. I don't know who, but once in a while it
Well,
just
there's
starts
two of
getting edgy.
you.
Yes. A few more things here that I want to ask about. If somebody's remodeling, do you have tips on how to survive a remodel in a kitchen? Because we had that time when it flooded and we had to take everything out, and I was washing, and the kids were still living at home, and we had to wash dishes in the bathroom sink.
A remodel is a completely different beast. And if you are living through a remodel, you need to live with it and accept that you will be living with this. But the biggest thing that I encourage customers to do when they're remodeling is to set up a makeshift kitchen somewhere in their house that literally will be just their little campsite for during their remodel project, where they have their microwave, their air fryer, and a makeshift sink of any sort. If you can do any sort of, even a lot, one of those laundry tubs, and get it hooked up in your garage and put a folding table next to it that has all your small appliances on it, and have a couple little carts of drawers where you have this little makeshift kitchen somewhere in your home, or your basement bar is your makeshift kitchen. I really encourage them to have this set up before the remodel starts. Otherwise, you're going to be digging through boxes trying to find a fork when you need it
Oh,
most.
yeah. Is there anything that you would say to avoid during a kitchen remodel? Remodeling the rest of the house at the same time? I don't know.
The biggest mistake I see is not having a plan. So I have literally had people call and say, "My husband ripped out the cabinets this weekend. We decided to remodel the kitchen. They have no plan. They have no cabinets."
Oh,
I mean,
no.
for the most part, people know better, but sometimes things happen and whatever. Well, even like you have a water issue, and all of a sudden,
There was no
ah,
plan for that.
yeah, no plan for that. Definitely work with people you trust. Do your research. Research appliances. Some people don't even know to look at appliances before you get this process started. If you're getting a price on cabinetry and countertops and install, and then all of a sudden realize, oh my gosh, I still have to buy appliances. Or you realize when you're going through appliances that, oh my goodness, double ovens would totally change my life. Or a vented hood. Being able to vent your hood so you don't have to have that microwave over your oven, over your range, where you can have this vented hood that vents outside and you don't have that smell in your house, and it looks beautiful and it functions amazing.
You have seen a lot, done a lot. Do you have any favorite kitchen projects that you've worked on?
There are probably elements of a lot of different kitchens that I like, little things where working with so many different people, where someone will have something that they really want and that I've never done. And then I think, well, gosh, that just totally makes sense. Why wouldn't you want that? So, like a cabinet where you are planning a space for your Roomba. Doesn't that make sense? Where you open the
Why
doors, the
not?
Roomba goes to work, and then when the Roomba is done, you close the doors. I mean, that's genius. Yes, everyone needs that. Why wouldn't you want your Roomba in a cabinet? Or an appliance garage where you open it and push the doors back, and you open these doors, and there are three big, huge shelves that house all of your small appliances, and you just use them. The first one I did like that, I thought, this is genius. And now they're really popular, but just I do find that there are little things that different customers want along the way that it's just like, oh gosh, why didn't I think of that? That makes so much sense.
We're just going to kind of wrap it up here, but I want to ask, where some of your like your go-to kitchen resources? Do you do Pinterest? I've had a Pinterest board for many years that it's just called Pieces of My Dream Kitchen.
Yeah, I do really like Pinterest. I also really like Instagram. Instagram with the algorithms that they just I don't know what they keep suggest your phone and the computers are just smarter than we are. I mean, where it's frightening sometimes how it'll suggest people to follow or kitchens that you must see, and then how you can save those. That's really popular too.
Well, I figured out you can save images from Instagram onto your Pinterest board.
Yep, you can do that too. I do really enjoy Pinterest when I'm working with someone and they can just share their board with me so that I can see, okay, these are so helpful. Note what things you like on these pictures because five people could look at the same picture and like completely different things about that space. And so to really note what was it that I liked about this picture or this kitchen, I should say. So that I can relay that information. And because you also, at the end of the day, don't want a space where you have 12 of your favorite things that actually don't even blend together. And you have all these different styles and tastes and things that you're just doing your favorite of everything. That can be an issue too.
What are some ways that you can give your kitchens just kind of a refresh on a small budget?
I think cabinet hardware makes a huge difference.
Oh, sure.
I think literally taking everything off of your countertops, taking if you have cabinets where you have stuff on top of them, like wall cabinets, where they don't go to the ceiling and you have stuff on top of those wall cabinets, take everything off. Take everything visible out of your kitchen so you can just look at your kitchen and then make decisions from there. Because maybe it's simply new hardware and even maybe splurging on a new backsplash.
Oh, okay,
And that can totally change the look of your kitchen, and clean them up. I mean, just sometimes just literally a deep clean and getting rid of everything on the counter and finding a space for it where it's just even that will just make it feel like a new space. Or organizing a drawer, organizing one drawer a week.
Like the what was our junk drawer, I now call the opportunity drawer.
Has
Jason
potential.
organized it and made it
Yeah.
all nice. And so now it doesn't feel like a junk drawer. It's the opportunity drawer. We have tape
Exactly.
and hammers and scissors and screwdrivers and
Oh, I love that. Or literally, there's this $7 knife block insert for drawers on Amazon, and it holds like 30 knives and it's 6 inches wide. And you can just put that in a drawer and it takes the knife block off your counter. Yeah, get it off the counter. I would say literally just new hardware and clean your kitchen.
I have one last question for you. Do you have any helpful advice or just some tips that you want to leave us with today, Carissa?
Honestly, Stacey, I just think we've covered it all. And once you dive into a project, it just kind of unfolds. You know, you walk through each part of it, and it will eventually just unfold into what's perfect for you or perfect for your house. And put as much or as little effort as what's important to you. Because I have some customers who want to literally write on the plans where they're keeping everything and then organize it all. So when your kitchen is done, you just put everything away and you know where it's going and it's forever organized. But if you don't want to spend the time on that and you want me to do that, I can also do that. I'm not going to physically put your knives in that drawer, but I'll tell you where to put them. Based on what makes sense. But I mean, you just have to do what's right for you and your lifestyle and your home and how you use and how your space and how your space functions.
That's great advice. I can tell you've been doing this for a long time and you really love it, right?
Thank
This
you.
is
Yes, I do.
a chosen path that you've taken. So thank you for giving us all these ideas and just sharing your insight and the experience that you've had. You've seen a lot, and I think it's definitely worth working with a designer when you're starting to take on a project like this, because you're talking about mentioning things I wouldn't have even given any thought, and then you get in the middle of a project and kind of get yourself into a corner. So
Yep. Yeah, thank you so much, Lucy.
Yeah, I do. I hope that you'll come back so that we can talk about recipes and food, because
fun. Yes, let's do that.
I appreciate that you give of your time and do this. So thank you.
Oh no, thank you. Thanks for asking. It's fun. You're so fun.
Well, what do you think? Are you with me? I would add a scullery to my dream kitchen, would you? Also, I really like how Carissa calls drawer and cabinet hardware the jewelry on your cabinets. She's so fun. Now, if you want to read the article that I mentioned about sculleries or buy the bamboo drawer knife block that Carissa shared with us, those links are in the show notes along with Carissa's contact information. Well, thanks for hanging out with me today. If you liked this episode and you haven't rated or written a review for Funeral Potatoes Wool Mittens, I sure would love it if you'd take just a few minutes to do that today. And I'll keep working on bringing you warm and cozy guests from the Midwest. I'm your host, Stacey Mergenthal. Sweet wishes.